My name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, how are you, Aaron?
Good.
Ah, good.
I just thought I'd do it again this hour because I wasn't tired of it yet.
Yeah, okay. Well, I appreciate that. Hey, our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery. They're our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. And if you're looking for a John Deere, go up and see them. If they don't have it, they've got about 40 different locations they can draw from. If they have it anywhere in their inventory, they can have it in there in just a few days. So go up and see them. Check out the new line of John Deere tractors and mowers. They look totally different now. They've updated a lot of stuff. So if you haven't looked recently, you need to go up and check out the new models. They're located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake, just off I-5 between Oasis and Pine Grove. And, go up and see them or give them a call. Their phone number is 530-226-9226, or go to the web and papemachinery.com, and you can even price your own tractor right off the website, just to kind of give you an idea. And then go up and talk to the guys at Pape, and they'll make you a great deal.
Talk to Larry.
Yeah, talk to Larry up
talk
there.
Talk to Larry. Hey, we haven't done free commercial. Of the week for a really long time. But you know what? If you have not been to the Hilltop Diner,
formerly
the Marie Callender's,
Marie
the old
Callender's.
Marie Callender's
That's
across
right.
from Holiday Inn.
Mm-hmm.
If you have not been to the Hilltop Diner, you're blowing it
yeah.
if you live in Reading. We went the other day, the other night, we were driving around. We had a couple other restaurants or similar food were packed, and those guys were not packed. And I thought, why are they not packed?
Yeah, because the food is great.
The food is awesome.
Service is good.
Yep.
I don't
prices
understand.
Are, but the prices are really good.
Yeah.
Like a lot of times, you know, the food's really good, but you got to pay for it. No, I mean, we did have to pay for it, but,
yeah.
but we didn't have to, like, pay for it. Not the bad kind of pay for it.
No,
it,
great friendly crew. I mean, it's
super affordable. Matthew's really nice. We always get the same server. Hilltop Diner. It's really good.
Yeah, go up and see them. They're right there across from
Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, you're missing the boat if you haven't been there. We just happened in a month or so ago, and it's like, okay, yep, definitely going back. New favorite place. So, back to the unpleasantness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we were in the midst of something.
Lyle, you touched on how they're trying to bring us into the world community, and people are falling for that. And all you have to do is look at what's going on in Europe right now. I mean, total unrest. A lot of those countries over there are running out of food. They're running out of energy.
Lots of bad decisions going on.
A lot of bad decisions. And, I mean, we're not there yet. But if we continue down the road we're on, we're going to be right there with them. I mean, they've banned fertilizer in some countries. They've committed to solar and wind power and now they're running out of energy. People are freezing to death. I mean, it's turning into third world. And this is what they want us to do, is we all need to
collectively go down the...
Yeah, we need to get together with mankind.
Yeah, go down
the
slot chute, because it's going to be wonderful.
Because it's so much better if we have a friend to go down with.
So it's tough when you guys talk about that connected to the election thing, because then I would imagine they, you know, run at you with tinfoil hats and stuff, right?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
They're coming at us with tinfoil hats.
They have tried for quite a while now to not only be election deniers, but to suggest very, very strongly that those who have attempted to show or demonstrate that the election was a fraud are really troublemakers, deniers, conspiracy theorists, and they go down a whole list of adjectives. Just the other day, I think it was Tuesday, this is now Sunday, so what? Would that be 4 days ago? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 5 days ago. In the Arizona Senate, a committee hearing was held. It was public. And what was brought forward was additional information verifying, not conspiracy theories, not hypothesis, verifying what we were talking about before the break, which was the signature problems. They also presented for the Senate committee, 40,000 illegal ballots were counted. 40,000. Now, 17,117 votes more is what Hobbs got. So you add 40,000 illegal ballots that are counted, that does not make Hobbs the governor of Arizona. Also, 446 tabulators across Maricopa County failed in one form or another or on multiple occasions, and that impacted 250,000 ballots. I was off earlier in your show, and I said to everybody, your listeners, I may be off. I went back and looked. There's 250,000 ballot failures.
Wow.
Some they corrected. Some they corrected. But a number of them are still highly questionable. And then also they have ascertained beyond doubt 40,000 ballots were illegally counted. I mean, the numbers, the work that has been done to prove the fraud is overwhelming. And yet you still have people in positions of power currently denying it all and not allowing it to come forward to the public. I don't know where this ends up, folks. I know Carrie Lake is still fighting the good fight. I know others are. Not just out of personal bitterness. That's not what's going on. They're bringing forward evidence that is beyond reproach, beyond impeachment. But something's going to have to break, and I don't know where that will be. Again, we have spent 2.5 years deliberately, systematically, painstakingly going step by step to show that there were serious flaws in the 2020 election, and then now again they repeated it in 2022. One could say, and this is just opinion now, this is just an opinion, the 2020 election, they got it down to such a degree, they thought they perfected it, that they were able to do it again in 2022. That's just my opinion, because a lot of the similarities are there. They did not have to change. Now, when we did the forensic audit in Maricopa County, you'll remember we were able to convince the Senate that they had the authority under the Constitution to order a forensic evaluation of all 2.5 million ballots. And then Doug Logan was brought in from the Ninjas. That's the name of his company. It's gone under since then. He's from Florida. Doug came in and put together a team and painstakingly went and they recounted every ballot. It was shown again that by that process that very serious problems existed. I won't spend this time now going through that. We can do that on another show. And I've done it on my show, so people can go back and look. Doug's been on multiple times. We've discussed it. Phil Waldron, Colonel Waldron, is a national security specialist and cybersecurity specialist. He's been on numerous times. And we've painstakingly discussed all of this so people could understand it, that this was not some sort of show or we weren't just playing gimmickry. That this was taking place, and not only in Arizona, but like I said, 5 other states. And that's why you saw briefly Georgia, Pennsylvania really go at it. A little bit of Wisconsin, but then that was hushed up. But Georgia and Pennsylvania really worked hard to demonstrate the same thing was taking place there. We had 26 state delegations, legislative delegations, come to Arizona and to review the forensic evaluation. That never made the news either. 26 states sent delegations, anywhere from 3 to 7 to 8. Alaska even sent a delegation of 3 down. and they did not have serious problems in Alaska, but they sent a delegation because they wanted to make darn certain that they would never have a problem like this in Alaska. So 26 states sent delegations to Phoenix during the forensic audit to review every aspect of the audit, what was taking place, what was being found, how they should go about it in their own states. That says something right there. And well,
did those 26 delegations agree with the findings? Were any of them skeptical?
Oh, that's two different questions. Are you saying they were skeptical of what Arizona had found?
Yes.
That is a great question. Give me a minute. Because that deserves a real answer. Not that is your other question.
As opposed to the fake answer you were going to give him?
Exactly. but Bill, that's a great question.
Bill.
I had talked to several states during that time, and they, again, wanted off-air, and I served as an unofficial. I was not official involved at all in the forensic audit, period. I'm pausing on purpose. But I was allowed great insight and had worked on this well enough and had been gone through the various security briefings and stuff that I was briefed on the intel and other matters. And then with my show Arizona Today, that just helped a lot also because I was able to get information out that was untainted. So in several states, I talked to congressional leaders, legislative leaders, and they in no way, out of the 26 that I am aware of, ever mocked Arizona, made fun of Arizona, put Arizona down for mistakes that we found, that we made, and should have corrected. This had never been done before in the history of the United States. We never had an election like this. Secondly, we never uncovered the magnitude of corruption and fraud and collusion in this nation. So we were not following some game plan or some manual. We were attempting to find out what had happened in Arizona, especially two counties, Maricopa and Pima. That's the Tucson area. But I can tell you Coconino County, which is northern Arizona, had the same problems. Why weren't these other counties, Yuma to a degree, Yuma, Arizona? Maricopa County was chosen because it's the largest county. 60% of the vote in Arizona comes from Maricopa County. That includes Phoenix, Scottsdale, Mesa, Tempe, Glendale, Sun City. I mean, names that a lot of your listeners will be acquainted with. So it's a large area, large county. It was decided because of the location, central Arizona, if you will, and the magnitude. Let's focus on Maricopa County, but I'm going to tell you a couple of other counties had the same problems. And we had identified the problems as absolutely similar to Maricopa County. So when Maricopa County began to really investigate all of this, the Maricopa County supervisors, in collusion with elections people and others, did all that they could to push back and not agree to look into this matter. The other states that came were briefed as to what was taking place. Plus, they could watch the news and other media outlets that were legitimate, Right Side, Breitbart, Bannon, One America News. These were all very solid. I know I'm missing several. But these were all solid platforms that were putting out balanced information. They weren't trying to pontificate or promote one side or the other. And so when they came here, they were concerned at what they had already learned and that there appeared to be at least probable cause for tremendous fraud. And they wanted to know as much as that could be shared with them at that time, what was the fraud, how do you guard against it, and do they have the same problem in their state? They never made fun of Arizona. I know I'm repeating myself, but they did not. ever, in private or public, back in their own states. They did not pick on Arizona. They did not. They looked to Arizona as a guiding source because we were the first state to tackle all of this in the history of the nation. I'm not being funny or theatrical. And so there was tremendous empathy for what Arizona was going through. And they, if they could borrow from it and improve, hooray. And we did all we could to help them improve. And that's why you saw Georgia and Pennsylvania especially do what they did in their elected legislatures to review their election process and to see if they could tighten it down. There was pushback there also, but they were able to make some headway that Arizona couldn't make because they had borrowed from Arizona, plus Arizona had been in the news, and I think enough over the last 6 to 8 months before that, that those states, the legislatures could say, but Arizona constitutionally has the legal authority and under our U.S. Constitution, and we learned all of that, so we were able to teach that to other states. So they had a better handle on it than we did when we started.
See, and the great part of that is that doesn't go away. I mean, going forward, that information is retained.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
We have to take a quick break, and I found a great song for, I don't know, it could have been for a governor or former presidential candidate. I don't know, you know, pick whoever you like, but it seemed like something fitting that you might enjoy. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up her land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. My tractor sexy. She thinks my tractor sexy. She thinks my tractor sexy.
And she is not to be confused with the woman that we were singing about in the song just previous. These are different people. It's the evil woman and the other one.
No.
Good one.
It happens all the time when I'm on the tractor.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
All the time?
They're always looking at my tractor. Yeah.
Oh, Lyle. I knew you were missing that song.
I was. And when I'm on my Pape backhoe, which they allow me to, because Bill doesn't pay me well enough, so Pape called me and said, hey, look, we know things are not right over there. You come over here anytime and you can take...
It's not right.
I hope they're not listening, by the way. You can come over here anytime and take off of our lot any backhoe you want. And
And the city and the county, they were like, go ahead, dig a hole anywhere you want. Knock down trees.
Pretty much.
Yeah. This is like behind the scenes stuff going on. Yeah.
Dig up the roads. Mess up the power lines.
Yeah. Well, in the creek, especially. This is part of the negotiations bill that you weren't privy to.
I guess.
That finally had me come back on when Aaron called. I said, okay, we've worked out a deal. Pape Machinery has come along and sweetened the deal. So.
Man, all this time I've been beating my chest thinking I closed the deal, but it just wasn't the case.
Lyle is going to go do some work in the creek without a 1600 permit. There you go.
There you go.
Anarchy.
Anarchy.
Well, from what I understand, what do I know? I'm in Arizona. You're in Northern California. But if anybody had shown up when I'm on my Pape Machinery backhoe, how's that? Is that a good commercial plug?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Okay.
If I'm on my Pape Machinery backhoe and I'm doing whatever you do on backhoes and somebody with authority comes along, I just say, I'm Dr. Lyle and
Bill made me do it.
Machinery. Well, yeah. I just mentioned who I am and Pape Machinery. They go, hey, we're sorry.
As you were. Yeah.
I see.
Well, because they go, this was part of the contract. When I said, yes, it was. They go, we're sorry.
They're like, we heard it. We heard it on the show, the big show.
There you go, the big show, and they go, we're sorry, we're backing away.
There you go. Yeah.
So I just let your listeners know all the behind-the-scenes stuff here.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. It seems like we just go to work every day, but not really.
No.
The thing that I always try to, remember, and I'm sure other people have had to rationalize it too, is that, once you kind of rip the lid off the box and you start looking in and rummaging around, it's pretty hard to get the lid back on. So people have seen these investigations go on. I think they realize that the evidence is being swept under the rug or being, saying that it's not material or it doesn't mean what you say it means. The part that I don't really understand is how have they been able to do that? Does it all just come down to the court? To the judges?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, because that's what it looks like.
Well, let me, yeah, yes, I'll put a semicolon there, because yes, but you have to have evidence to present to a court, and the court has to be able to look at the evidence or the petition of the evidence and say, yes, there's probable cause here from which you can name your case or present your case.
You went away. I think you went off like speaker or something. You're like a tiny person in a little.
It's like a tiny little man in a jar.
Like Twilight Zone, wasn't the kid made everybody little? Yeah, you sound like you're like a million miles away. Really tiny, Dr. Lyle. Come back. Add water. He's dehydrated. He's dehydrated. He got really small.
I'll get it sorted.
Something bad is happening.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. They've had to go have a private conversation about it.
Oh, not another one. Behind the scenes.
More behind the scenes, behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes scenes.
What's happening, because tiny Dr. Lyle has to...
Tiny Dr. Lyle's not really all that helpful.
No, we didn't invite him to the party.
Darn it. Where's that tiny dancer song when I need it? Shoot. I knew I should have had that in the hopper. Okay, I'll work on that. Oh, my gosh. But it's true, though. People see all this stuff going on. I mean, really, when they can show... I watched a lot of that hearing, actually, in Arizona, where the cyber guys came on, and then I read in the...
He's back.
Oh, he's back? Big Dr. Lyle's back?
Well, that was Pape saying, something, Dr. Lyle, besides the backhoe...
We're going to tighten
we'll
you.
Also,
we hydrated.
We'll also let you... We'll,
like the little dinosaurs
get
as a kid.
They did say that. There was that sludges. Discussion also. They said you might want to have a little maker's mark besides before you get back on.
Absolutely.
I'm just sharing with you. But they said behind the Pape backhoe, why don't you take one of our tractors and also go on out. So they've really sweetened the deal, Bill.
I'll tell you what, when I see you pulling into the parking lot, I'm going to have to put my big boy pants on and go out there and straighten stuff out. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So I just wanted to, you to know that, that Pape is really, boy, this is really great. We've really mentioned Pape Machinery quite a bit, haven't we?
Yeah, they got their money's worth on this show.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope I do get an email from them saying,
no kidding.
Thanks.
They'd be like, hey, leave our stuff alone. It's better than me. I'm no help. Every time Bill says they can fix anything, and I'm like, can you fix a hi-fi? I have no idea.
Yeah, I'll probably get an email from their legal department going, hey, you know, Dr. Lyle, that was great. Thanks. Now shut up. Don't talk about that thing anymore. And no, you cannot take one of our backhoes.
Tell Bill's wife to butt out. She just messes everything up.
You're setting a dangerous precedent here.
God.
Oh, this is funny.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What happens every time, though. You start talking about this stuff, and then you know, they're coming to take you away. But it does. It makes people a little. It makes you a little bit crazy, because it's all sitting right there. It all look. I mean, you guys put together a really, really excellent case, and I for one, I wanted to not be surprised that it blew up. Actually, I really thought you. Obviously, you guys thought you were going to do well, or you wouldn't put the time into it.
Well, I can tell you from behind the curtain now, because, again, on my show last week, Representative Fincham alluded to it. If he didn't mention it, he strongly alluded to it. And I know coming up we're going to be discussing it candidly with everybody. There was evidence that we submitted that the Attorney General at the time, his office, Brnovich, said did not meet chain of custody requirements. So we really doubled down to make certain that nobody messed with the evidence. And what I mean by that is if somebody gave testimony and they had documents, Exhibit 1, Exhibit 2, I was there and I had security right there. So when they finished their testimony, and mentioning their exhibits, let's say, they did not get up from the table. I had security. I had law enforcement as well as Arizona Rangers right there. And I was there. And their testimony, written testimony, which they had to have beforehand, but I prepped them all. You cannot just come in here and wing it. Now, you can answer questions from the legislators, but what you're going to present has to be in writing, and any evidence you're going to mention has to be in writing, and it has to be fully documented, and I won't get into all that. But when they were finished, they were escorted. They were moved from the table under escort by law enforcement to the lobby, and they still had in their hands their documents, and they were escorted. They were met out in the lobby with other law enforcement. And what happened was their testimony was put into an evidence bag. The evidence bag was held by law enforcement. It was sealed by law enforcement. It was signed by the recipient and the person giving it signed. It was sealed and it was witnessed by two other law enforcement who also signed on to it. That evidence bag was then given to law enforcement and was held in custody until the end of the hearings, 5 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours. What happened then is that evidence bag, along with two, three, four, five, six others, were then escorted with law enforcement to the Attorney General's office. It was then the same thing, handed off, signed and delivered, et cetera, et cetera. What we found out just a little bit ago was the Attorney General's office claimed some of the evidence never showed up.
Also, really?
Some of the evidence was not prudent, wasn't pertinent to the case, therefore they couldn't make much of it. We also found out just in the last couple of weeks that the Attorney General's office discharged the Elections Integrity Unit of the Attorney General's office. In other words, they did away with it.
Well, so, yeah, who needs that anyway? I mean, you know, election integrity. Who needs that?
Exactly. So, again, what you have here is 2.5 years of almost constant, and that's a little theatrical, I don't mean that, but I mean very regular, very, very dedicated pushing, putting uphill, attempting to reveal to the right sources just the level, the dimension of the corruption, the collusion, the fraud that occurred. The same things happened in other states, like I mentioned, and they work to cover it up, to discredit it, has been atrocious, very sophisticated. I can just tell you a lot of money's behind this, and it's Soros money as well as other money, and it's to literally to collapse any conservative principles that this nation was founded on and to move us into a direction that we were never, ever intended to be and our founders never, ever intended us first to be. And that's what's going on, is truly a conflict both in the natural and the political realms as well as in the spirit realm, spiritual realm, to collapse the United States into the New World Order. That is not theatrical, folks, and we'd have to do a show or two. And if I had enough time, if you told me, yes, how about Dr. Lyle in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I would arrange one or two people who are far more learned than I, and we would come on. And my guess would be Bill would have to cut two checks for me because we'd do a part one and a part two, because you wouldn't have enough time in 2 hours. And we would lay out for y'all what's taking place behind the scenes, not only with the election fraud, but what's taking place in a variety of other areas to change this nation into something it was never, ever intended to be.
So before the whole world emails me, yes, we're working on that. Okay, do that. Find me some dates and let's do it. Because I think the audience of this program actually is really smart about that sort of thing. And I think a lot of the people who are talking about that have kind of devolved into just gibberish. There's some of it that just has just become fear porn, honestly. And so it would be nice to get some facts in there, since I know you're not down for the fear porn.
I could do that. From what little I know, and I'm not 60 seconds of all kidding aside, which sometimes is difficult when we're all together.
Yeah, that's brutal.
I know. How many years have you've allowed me to come on periodically? 10 years, 12 years? Your audience is really learned. And I remember you sharing with me, Aaron, a couple of times emails that you received, you forwarded. And I was really impressed. And that sounds pretentious, and I don't mean it. I apologize. But the listeners, especially in a couple of other countries, which always intrigued me, how do they listen to this stuff? But anyway, they really get it. And it's a minority, I think, even in America, that are getting it. They're beginning to realize we're in some very serious trouble. And you guys talked about what took place in Europe with the One World Government people, all, what was it, 600 of them or whatever. They are meeting almost like an international body to plan and regulate worldly issues. And the United States, especially under President Trump, really held them up and really cost them. And they had to do everything they could to get rid of him. So they started, and we found this out, they started in 2016. Once he was elected, they went to work to make sure he did not get reelected in 2020.
Well, let's face it, getting rid of Flynn, I mean, you know, you want to talk evil genius, that was a pretty smart evil genius move to start there.
Did the same thing with General Flynn, who it's been my privilege to know these people.
Yeah, he was a linchpin, though, for Trump in being able to dismantle a lot of that. And once they got rid of him, I don't know, kind of mean to say, but everybody else was second string, really. We have to take a really quick break, but we want to play homage to Tiny Dr. Lyle. You know, not to forget that. So we'll be right back.
Count the headlights on the highway. Lay me down and she's
Our friend Dr. Lyle whispering in our ears again.
There you go.
I feel so welcomed on this show.
You got all your own special songs. I emailed you a portrait Robert did of you. It's like a fan club.
That was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes, that was wonderful.
Good times. So, we will do a show on that. I think that would be terrific. And I do think if you line those folks up, I think the timing is very good, especially with all this, World Economic Forum stuff and all that. And it's just everywhere. But the thing is with that, things are so off the rails that it's really easy for people to believe almost anything. And a lot of times it's like, no, wait a second. They, they were going to take over our healthcare system. Well, okay, which part? Medicare, VA, Blue Shield, Kaiser. It's a bigger project than that. I mean, they can't just run in and it's sort of like the January 6th thing, the Democrats all through their hearing, they tried to take over the country and it's like, well, it made it sound like a game of capture the flag. You run in the building, grab the box and run out. Well, they've got the whole country right there. You can't take over the country by running in a building. And you can't really take over the country by doing one thing. But there's a lot going on, and it would be really good to line out what's real, what's not, and what's hype. And I think it's important. Let's worry about real things.
I'll take the challenge. Let me see. As you know, over the years, I've been able to bring on good couple of colleagues that are more learned than I. But let me see what I can do, and we'll get back. I'll circle back with you guys and see what we can do.
You're going to give me the Jen Psaki answer?
I thought of that as soon as I said it.
What the hell? Going to circle back? What is happening?
As soon as it came out of my mouth, I went, she's not going to go ahead and hold that against me. She is not going to do
that.
She wouldn't throw me under the bus for that. Well, it's because Robert just slipped me a note. He said he was easy to do a portrait of because his specialty is criminal art. No, that's actually a true story. He did the Unabomber.
Robert, big time. And I do have the picture he wrote. He did.
I just sent it to you again, just in case you didn't have it. But
I just got it. He's a good guy.
Yeah, that Robert. It was easy. I do criminal art. I'm like, oh man, just never. The hits just never stop. So in all insanity here, the whole thing with Carrie Lake's case. What's the prevailing sentiment? Good, but going to take a long time. Going to ultimately be helpful, but not help her. Or what do you think?
Ooh, those are two different questions.
I know.
Her hearing at the Court of Appeals is this Tuesday. The Supreme Court, Arizona Supreme Court, kicked it out, as I said, in the last hour, and they reverted it back to the Arizona Court of Appeals. So there may be a chance there that she'll prevail. And if that happens, boy, that opens up a floodgate. That's our prayer, is that the evidence that will be presented will prevail, and we're back into uncharted territory. This has never happened before, folks. So that's part of what's going on, not to defend the establishment, because I have to tell you, the establishment has closed ranks in a lot of ways and says, we don't want to deal with this. If they do that and not hear it, and they dismiss it, she's going to take it to the U.S. Supreme Court. I find it fascinating that I sent you last hour the case that was filed by the attorney.
Yeah, and it's posted.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. And also, may I just say, if your listeners and if you all will go ahead and look through that case, you will find a lot of problems that are spelled out, a lot of fraud, a lot of issues that highly throw the election into question. He did a superb job arguing that he, as a citizen, has been damaged and it will now face future damage if this is not corrected, because you've got an illegitimate governor and secretary of state in office. It is a fascinating petition. So if you all get to read that, and I encourage you to, you're going to find other problems that we've been dealing with, and he spells them out very clearly.
You know,
so
you,
that case is...
You were saying that you know, we're in uncharted waters, and we are. But to my knowledge, has there ever been an election that has been thrown out and redone in this country due to fraud? You know, I think that's what they're afraid of is, you know, I don't think that's ever happened. And to do that, I mean, you've really got to have some compelling evidence, which I'm sure we do, but not having ever happened before, do you think that works against them?
Works against who? The courts?
Well, like Kerry Lake, the plaintiffs.
Oh.
I mean that's a steep hill to climb.
Boy, that's a profound question again, and I think you're correct. I think this thing is so profound; it's never been done. That I think people are afraid. I think judges are afraid.
Mm-hmm.
The system is afraid.
Yeah.
But conversely, I think the system is afraid because if it's known, if it becomes known, the level of sophisticated collusion and illegality that's occurred here, the citizens of not just Arizona, but the United States will probably rise up.
That's right. I mean, and you can go all the way back to the 2020 elections. I mean, if it happened in Arizona, else did it happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's what they're afraid of.
Well, we talked about. I've mentioned the five other states.
Yeah.
See, you know, and the other part of this that doesn't really get discussed, but the difficulty with it is when this goes on and then doesn't get handled and the courts kick it back and it seems legit and people have questions, but they're told to shut up because it's a conspiracy or whatever. The sad part is we have a lot of people who just turn their back on the whole thing. That's it. I'm not voting anymore. And the bad part is those are our voters. Those are the not left voters, whatever they consider themselves, but they're the not far left. And that's the worst thing that could happen, would be that our guys would get so demoralized that they'd just say, okay, the process is broken, I'm out. That's actually not the answer.
I have no argument with you.
Yeah.
You're right.
But do you hear that from people too?
Oh, quite a bit. You go out and speak. People are frustrated. They're angry.
Yep.
They're really fed up with the system. They're fed up with our political people. You know, boy, this is a whole new show now because I just had this conversation the other night with Jeff DeWitt. Jeff DeWitt just was elected yesterday afternoon the new chairman of the Arizona GOP. Jeff was the former state treasurer of Arizona. He was senior advisor to President Trump. And he came back and people asked him to run. He did not need to. If you look at his bio and stuff, no way did he need to do this. and yet we're in such serious trouble that he came forward to serve. And we were discussing it on the phone, and then we discussed it on my show. And one of the things that he sees that needs to be done almost immediately is to locate people, be it the butcher, the cattle steak maker, whatever, much like our founders wanted, to come forward and serve, not to end up in office for 20, 30 years, but to serve and then get out. In other words, they came forward, just like our founders intended, to serve the people, to serve this nation, and then to step aside and allow other citizens to come forward and serve. We need to do that instead of having these people come forward, run for office, and they're just using the current office that they ran for as a stepping stone to higher office or perpetuation. It's been discussed so many times, and yet no one's had the chutzpah to stand up and look for those types of candidates, and I think Mr. DeWitt will here in Arizona. Going back to your question, people are really angry. They're discouraged and angry. They're beginning to think they're a little afraid because they're seeing the results of what happens. And you guys talked about it with food shortages, energy crises, et cetera, et cetera. So America is in some very serious trouble, and we just don't have leaders, in my opinion. We have managers. We don't have leaders. And I think Kerry Lake, Mark Fincham, and several others, not just in Arizona but in other states, stood forward to put America back forward again under God and to make it great again based on our principles, on our founders. And the establishment did not want that. So no. They worked very hard to make sure that did not happen.
Well, and the solution isn't let's go find a whole bunch of people who've never never held elected office and just put them all in, get rid of everybody else, because that creates its own set of problems. And leaves the permanent, especially at the federal level, leaves the permanent bureaucracy squarely in charge, because there's nobody there who has the knowledge, the expertise, or the really the historical knowledge to hold them in check. So we've got to be a little more thoughtful about how we do that. There isn't we don't have any quick solutions.
I think we need to take our anger and channel it, much like the founders did. We've had enough. And if we don't stand up, even if it's just a remnant of us, if we don't stand up and demand, not just request, and I don't use that word easily, demand. We should not be going around demanding things. We should be requesting. But I think we're at a point where we need to demand that if we do not have elected officials who will restore the principles that from this nation, then get out. Well, we're going to take you out. Meaning elect you out, vote you out.
Yeah.
We did that with Rusty Bowers here in Arizona, and we did it with a couple of other people in the legislature that would not stand up for rights, and we got them out. And that did send a little bit of message, but too little too late. We now have some work ahead of us for the next 2 years.
Yeah, I do think that it has to be kind of targeted. And
yes.
And the other part of it is to... And it really cuts across the ages. It isn't just young people who didn't learn these things in school. I mean, we have a lot of our people who should have learned things in school or who did and forgot or whatever was going on. But a lot of people are a little bit unclear on what the job of the elected representatives is, and they want them to do things that they cannot do, and then they're angry when they don't do them. So we've got to have a little of that, a little education there, too, I think would not be harmful.
No problem there. I agree with you.
Yeah, that's a hard one. If we had a simple answer, it would have been fixed already. So, well, I'm glad she's still working on it. And
she is. She's fighting the good fight. She's not giving it up.
Good for her.
I don't have a definitive answer, and I don't speak for them, so I can't tell you what's in their camp.
No, I just figured you would have heard because it's your state, you know. We're only getting the part where they're a bunch of crackpots and they won't go away, you know, which obviously we all know is not true.
No, they're not crackpots. I will guarantee you that they're not crackpots. And I'm praying, along with many other people, they won't go away. That's true.
Good for them. We'll tell them they're kind of alone, but not exactly. They have a silent cheering squad out there.
I will pass along.
And honestly, if there's anybody in their camp that would like to come and promote their cause and whatever, you know, we're shameless promoters.
Well, no, wait a minute. So you're asking me to recruit guests for your show? That's like marketing. That's a whole different.
If you want to keep getting your own special songs, you're going to have to up the game.
Yeah.
Tiny Dancer was a fly. You know, I mean, that we just pulled that out of the air. Come on.
So in other words, the ground has already been laid.
That's
you
right.
Go ahead.
Pretty
and
much.
It.
Pretty
okay,
much. It's on the roll. All right, we're going to talk to Dr. Lyle again very soon. We've sent the email requesting he pick us a date, et cetera.
Thanks, Lyle.
And,
yes,
we'll thank you, Bill. Thank you guys very much.
Thanks a lot. Great Sunday. Bye. You can find us at We the People Radio.
.us.